They don't understand that God's always building. He's moving us from glory into glory, from one level of his manifested tangible presence to another level of his manifested tangible presence. Wow. 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 Just thank him for his presence. No, like, thank him for his presence. So mighty, so glorious, so wonderful, so strong, so incomprehensible, so far beyond imagination, far beyond reason. He is God, the creator of heaven and earth and all that in them is, the ruler of the universe, the God of all creation. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. With our lives laid down, we surrender now. We give you everything. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Just say that. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. So turn around and look at it. His goodness is running after you. It's running after you. He's always behind you, so he'll determine if you're willing to turn. You missed it. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind him a voice of many waters, and being turned, he saw. You want the revelation, you have to turn. You may hear the voice, but if you want the revelation, you have to turn. You have to turn. I'm not talking about your body, I'm talking about everything about you has to turn. And what we turn from is us, and what we turn to is him. We always think, well, we have to turn from this thing, or we have to turn from that thing, or we have to turn from that behavior. No, honey, you the problem. You the problem. When are we ever going to get that? If we ever got these two truths, we are the problem. And he is the answer. It leaves everybody and everything else out of the equation. What you're going through right now, number one, you're just going through. That means you're going to make it through. You're going through it. Say, I'm going through it. You shall have it. What's the adversary of your soul going to do with somebody that knows they shall have it? So, nobody else has a right. See, you give them the right to make you feel how you feel because it's your feelings. Yes, sir. And this generation, more than any other in the history of the world, is totally and completely ruled and dominated by how they feel. My worship has nothing to do with how I feel. What? Now be honest, if you really, really, really didn't, if you really, really felt, had to feel like worshiping, you never would. And if you are, it's just you and your flesh, and God says, ooh, that's a mess. See? So stop, just look at somebody and say, I'm not going to blame you anymore. I'm not going to blame you anymore. I'm going to turn from me to him. Now give him glory, because he's the only one worthy of it. I'm going to try again, because he's the only one worthy of it. One more time, because he is the only one worthy of it. Well, I don't know why, you know, I don't know why nobody brags on me, because you don't deserve it. Because if you have that thought, you don't deserve it. What? I thought you were dead. See, I'm just messing with you now. I said, I thought you were dead. You ever see a dead person wake up in the casket and say, I can't believe you did that to me? Now, you forgive everybody right now. That wasn't a suggestion. I said you forgive everybody right now so that Jesus can forgive you. Because otherwise he can't. No, you think he can forgive you, but you can't forgive them. That's craziness. That's like drinking poison and expecting the person you're mad at to die. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Well, give God a great big whoo. And y'all be seated. Do you have a Bible? Now, we're going to progress a little bit. In order to progress, you know, in your relationship, if you've been dating or whatever, and that girl, I don't know who she is, don't really care, but anyway, she had a song that said, if you want it, then you better put a ring on it. There's supposed to be a progression in your walk with God. So we kind of, and it's glorious, and we're not going to leave it. The problem with the church is always throw out the baby with the bathwater. They don't understand that God's always building. He's moving us from glory into glory, from one level of his manifested tangible presence to another level of his manifested tangible presence. And if what you're going to do is you're on this step and you kick this step out of the way, then you got nothing to launch to the next step from. Yes, sir. So God is always building. Say, God is always building. God is a God of increase. You're not supposed to be today where you were yesterday. And you're sure not supposed to be this Sunday where you were last Sunday, or this month where you were last month, or next year where you are right now. You're supposed to be progressing. Are you with me? Too many believers have had their growth stunted. Okay, I'm going to try some saved people over here. Too many believers have had their growth stunted. Do you know that it's proven that a very high percentage of all people that accept Jesus as Savior never progress in their revelation of him past that point? Whatever he was then is all he is now to them. Whatever level they got in at, they stay there. Now, my pastor, Dr. Sumrall, he taught me that you must always be progressing. If you are not progressing, then you are regressing. See, if you students are right now where you were, then you're not where you were, you're behind where you were, because the kingdom kept moving. I can't got nobody to listen. You're supposed to be progressing. You're supposed to be growing up into the fullness of the stature of Christ. Well, we got a lot to aim at. My dad used to always say, you're what the little boy aimed at and missed. Well, that's most Christians, because what we're shooting at used to be below our feet. You didn't hear a word I said. I said, what we're aiming at, we used to live in. But the kingdom kept moving and we were stagnant. The church that doesn't grow dies. The believer that doesn't progress dies. Yeah, but you don't know what I've been through. Everything you've been through was to cause you to arise. You didn't hear me. Every battle, every struggle, everybody that lied about you, everybody that didn't recognize you, everything you've been through was a step that was supposed to elevate you. Yes, He makes your enemies his footstool. I ain't got nobody listening. And some of you can't grow because of what you've been through, because you're in love with it. You like Pharaoh. Moses said, now listen, let my people go. I've had enough of these frogs. Pharaoh said, frogs everywhere. Frogs in your soup, frogs in your bed, frogs in your cabinets. Not just one or two, like waves of frogs. And Moses said, let my people go. And Pharaoh said, give me one more night. Some of y'all want one more night with the frogs. And you've been kissing him for the last year, and he ain't turned into no prince yet. I had little Theo back there, and I just opened my Bible. I got one of my older Bibles tonight. Yeah, can you get a shot of it? I mean, that one's been around a while. I preached that one all over America. This was the second Bible that I ever created, and I've had 11. My next one will be 12, and even dozen. And then I'm going to go for a baker's dozen. But I was just sitting back there, and I just flopped it open. And I started talking to Theo. And the next thing I saw, tears coming out his eyes. I said, I love the Bible. You don't understand. I don't read the Bible because I have to, because I got a reading plan. Like, I love this book. Like, no, like I'm not playing. I love it. I devour it. It is life to me. It's not some drudgery that I have to read three chapters before I go to bed. That's not the way this thing works. This is living. This is life-giving. This is the living Word of God. It's not Reader's Digest. It's not Newsweek magazine or People, thank God. When are you going to fall in love with this book? Okay, I got three claps. See, Elder Jimmy, I got three claps. This is my life. Netflix is not my life. Like, nothing wrong with Netflix. I watch Netflix sometimes, but I love this because it never changes. It's always the same. And you can never have an encounter with it that it doesn't change you. Yeah, it does. It does what you need. You know, John the Baptist needed less of me and more of you.
We'll return to today's mightily anointed message in just a minute. But first, I need to just step in brevity, speak to the many thousands of my Bridge of Hope friends and partners all around the world. I need you to hear me today. I really need your help. I need it right away. Because you and I, we have to save the lives of starving children and families. We have to do it right now in South Sudan, the world's youngest nation, and the nation with the most desperate need on earth. Here's a report from a journalist in Juba, South Sudan. Many people are dying daily. And then the next word just grabs a hold of my heart. They're dying daily, silently. Some of them are in the village. Some of them are in the city. You see, The dark specter of death spreads across the entire population in South Sudan. Malnutrition has now exceeded all emergency levels. They're in a deep and dire crisis, literally fighting for every breath of life. And you and I, we have the opportunity, we have the wherewithal to help them, and we need to do it just as quickly as we can. I've already committed us. I've committed you and me, my Bridge of Hope partners, to our partners in South Sudan already. They are waiting for what I promised. 150,000 nourishing meals to save lives, as well as clean drinking water and other emergency supplies to save lives. I urgently need your help to fulfill that promise. Today, through the end of this month, the $50,000 Feed Sudan Matching Challenge will immediately double the impact of every dollar you give. Because of your sacrificial response, because of your friendship, your partnership with me, with Bridge of Hope, today, you can accomplish more of the work of Jesus Christ than ever before. Nearly 2 million children are suffering. I know it's hard to get your mind around. I know you're busy. I know you have so much to accomplish. But could you think about that right now? Could you please help save them today? You can. It's within your power. Would you give your very best Bridge of Hope gift today? Call right now. Your phone, as always, like mine, is right there next to you. Think of this, $48. Your gift of $48 will double and help save the lives of 16 suffering children. I do believe, and I've asked for the Lord to touch the hearts of 10 very, very special friends, friends that I know He has blessed and that have the capacity today and faith to give a gift to save lives of $960, less than $1,000. $960. That remarkable, compassionate gift today will help save the lives of 320 children. And if all 10 respond today, as I've asked the Lord, for 10 that would sow $960 today, if all 10 of you respond, we will feed 3,000 children. They'll live and not die. Bridge of Hope has been the hands extended in South Sudan of the living God for more than 20 years now. It's all because of your generosity. Thank you. Thank you for your gift. Whether that gift is large or small, no gift is insignificant when it helps save lives, especially those of starving children. Now you can call right now, grab that phone, whatever your gift may be, large or small, day or night, or you can just log on and give securely at rodparsley.com. On their behalf, thank you.
Your generous Bridge of Hope gift will help provide urgently needed food, water, and emergency supplies to children and families in South Sudan. Help save them from the dark specter of death.
The amount of children suffering from malnutrition makes this an unprecedented emergency. 2 million children are literally fighting for their lives.
The $50,000 Feed Sudan Matching Challenge will double the impact of your gift and help reach our goal of 150,000 meals this summer. $48 doubles to provide nourishing food, clean water, and emergency supplies to 16 children.
$96 will help 32 children. $960 will bring the love of Christ with help for today and hope for tomorrow and help rescue 320 children. Our missionary partners on the ground have asked that we respond as quickly as possible.
Be one of the 10 remarkable Bridge of Hope friends who will step forward with the gift of $960. Your gift will double in impact and help rescue more than 3,000 children and their families.
Thank you for your Christ-like, compassionate response for children and families in such desperate need. Every gift, large or small, helps save lives and continue the life-saving work of Bridge of Hope around the world.
Call now. Give securely online at rodparsley.com or rush your check in the mail.
I didn't create the language. The book said he purchased you.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. He bought you.
Yes.
You have no right to do anything you want. So you have to learn to discipline yourself, right? And then as you receive that and you meditate and you thank him, for the horrible, excruciating, incomprehensible suffering that he went through. And remember, he hadn't done anything. He was the first sinless man and the only one that ever walked on this planet. Sinless. Tempted in everything, just like you are. Just like you, and yet without sin. But went to that cross and let every misstep, every mishap, every lie you ever told, every deception you ever participated in, every illicit activity that you were ever involved in, he took all that from you and into himself. Like, if you've ever been like in, not physical, but real, real, deep emotional pain, hurt by somebody, ever? Okay. Well, everybody raise your hand that you've been, okay, misunderstood, abused, talked about, lied about. Raise your hand, leave it up. Leave it up. Now take all that and imagine if you were able to take every bit of your pain multiplied by all this other pain of the entire world. You can put your hand down. That's what he did.
Your generous Bridge of Hope gift will help provide urgently needed food, water, and emergency supplies to children and families in South Sudan. Help save them from the dark specter of death.
The amount of children suffering from malnutrition makes this an unprecedented emergency. 2 million children are literally fighting for their lives.
The $50,000 Feed Sudan Matching Challenge will double the impact of your gift and help reach our goal of 150,000 meals this summer. $48 doubles to provide nourishing food, clean water, and emergency supplies to 16 children.
$96 will help 32 children. $960 will bring the love of Christ with help for today and hope for tomorrow and help rescue 320 children. Our missionary partners on the ground have asked that we respond as quickly as possible.
The Feed Sudan Matching Challenge ends July 31st.
Thank you for your Christ-like, compassionate response for children and families in such desperate need. Every gift, large or small, helps save lives and continue the life-saving work of Bridge of Hope around the world.
Call now. Give securely online at rodparsley.com or rush your check in the mail.
Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a four-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley. Now is the time to enroll.
Call the number on your screen and choose your area of study, including Bible and Theology, Leadership Administration, Communication, Business, Media, Ministry Development, Arts, Humanities, and Culture, and so much more.
Choose a concentration online or on campus between Evangelism, Organizational Leadership, and Pastoral Leadership. Valor is proud to offer a campus-only concentration in Music Ministry with exclusive training from Harvest Music Live.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
Well, I'm sure many of you today, like me, are old enough to remember that classic song, The Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer. Well, you might have some time to relax on your front porch with your swing or your favorite spot on your deck. And while you're there, I hope you'll pause just for a moment and thank God for how much He's blessed you. Our Father's blessings are greater than the blessings of the ancient mountains, than the bounty of the age-old hills. You're blessed with the skies above and the deep springs below. Genesis 49. Well, my family and I sure love to hear how the Lord is blessing you through this global ministry. But we can't do that unless you let us know. We've been right here broadcasting the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world for over 40 years now. Why don't you take just a minute today and write to Joni and me. The address is very easy to remember. It's simply Breakthrough, Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. Breakthrough, Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. Mark it down. Put it in your phone. Thank you for doing that. And don't forget all the ministry resources which are available to you online at rodparsley.com, as well as ministry all day long on all my social media outlets. It'll bless you. I'll see you next time, right here on your international broadcast. I love to say that, a breakthrough.